Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of July 18th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Little League World Series 2010 for DS, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
Samantha Swift for Nintendo DS.
And Trackmania for DS and Wii.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
NCAA Football 11 for PS2, PS3, and Xbox 360.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice and Cats and Dogs Revenge of Kitty Galore for Nintendo DS.
And for iPhone and iPad, there's 9 Innings Pro Baseball 2011, Epic Win, The Professor Layton-esque Jim and Frank Mysteries, Monkey Island 2 LeChuck's Revenge Special Edition, Mummy Panic, Star Wars The Battle of Hoth, Ultraviolet Dawn, and Wolf Boy.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our July 12th roundup on the site. Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though you actually have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we're giving away Dead Space Downfall on Blu-ray. The feature-length animated prequel to the popular EA survival horror game, In Space.
It's the opening chapter of a dark saga. Crucial backstory to EA's hotly anticipated video game.
Fire! The Ishimura is under their control.
The terrifying new feature film that will redefine animated horror.
It includes a deleted scene, isolated soundtrack, digital copy, and even some cheat codes for the game.
Don't have access to a Blu-ray player or just not into Dead Space? Enter to win one of the best movie adaptions of a video game, the original Resident Evil on DVD.
You're all going to die down here.
Want to play for both or just earn more chances to win the one you really want?
Get up to 4 entries by posting a comment, reviewing one or both of our podcasts on iTunes, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, July 21st.
Bonus giveaway. To celebrate the Crackdown 2 tip segment coming up shortly in this week's podcast, we're giving away a code to unlock the agency helicopter for your Xbox 360 avatar. If you want this, and it is pretty cool, add a comment on the post announcing this week's podcast. Say what you think of the game or the tips or whatever's on your mind. Just be sure to include a valid email address so we can contact you if you win. We'll pick a winner at random from all who enter at the end of the day on Wednesday, July 21st.
Last week's winners:
Kaiser won the Mirror's Edge Studio Series Guide,
and G-Man won the Art of Assassin's Creed. The news this week was pretty mixed. On the one hand, Phoenix Online Studios released the first episode of its King's Quest tribute, The Silver Lining. This fan-made game was the subject of not one, but 2 cease and desist orders, but both times the developers convinced the copyright owner to allow them to deliver a proper ending to the much-loved King Graham storyline that was tossed aside at the end of the series and never fully resolved.
Good luck, sire. May this curse be lifted from us before it does us any more harm.
We have details on how to download The Silver Lining in our July 14th post. You will need to register with the developer's fan community to get the game, but otherwise it's free.
The bad news of the week? Microsoft officially pulled the plug on One vs. 100, its online trivia game show.
Everyone answer now.
We didn't get to play this game very often, which was free for gold members, but we really loved it when we had the time, and we were looking forward to Season 3. It's too bad, really, because there's probably a huge overlap between the audience for this type of programming and the Kinect motion control accessory due this fall.
Comments of the week.
We had another unplanned debate on Twitter, this time about games for girls.
Bob Suicide started it all when she pointed out a nauseatingly cute game site called GirlsGoGames.com. I retweeted it, and the responses sparked a healthy debate about what's fair game for girl gamers.
Elizabeth and CA responded, "No, please tell me this is catered toward little prepubescent girls and not grown-up girl gamers. Ugh."
I suggested that even younger girl gamers shouldn't be subjected to such stereotypical fare, and Wolfkin agreed. It makes me want to have daughters just so I can ensure that they get decent non-condescending games.
Eaglefish had the final word on this one. There should be no girls' games. Girls can love all the games guys can. Let the little girls play what they like, within reason. Be it Barbie or Beyblade. P.S. My DS is pink.
And so is yours.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gone.
Okay, Agent, time for another tour of duty in Pacific City. This visit may prove a little less exciting and possibly a bit more frustrating than your last visit.
You have a job to do, Agent. Do it!
For one thing, instead of three rival gangs, each with their own distinctive MOs and kingpin power structure to topple, you have just one enemy, the Cell, a terrorist group led by a vengeful leader who has a grudge against the agency you work for.
The sky's brightening. Here's to a new day. Take a look around for additional ordnance, just in case.
And, oh yeah, there are the zombies. But first things first, before you start rooting around in dark holes looking for trouble, adjust the gamma on your agency display. Press Start and then the back button to get to the options screen, and then look in Display for the gamma setting. Bump it up until you can see the agency logo, and there's no harm in going a few notches further so you can enjoy day-for-night style lighting, unless you're a real noir fan or want to really up the challenge factor. Now, the zombies I mentioned earlier are known as freaks, but they're easily ignored most of the time. Just jump right over them to avoid their attacks. Or run them over in a vehicle for some easy experience points.
The agency buggy is fast, light, and extremely maneuverable.
Now, there is an exception to this rule. When protecting a beacon, you'll need to activate a number of beacons which can wipe out the freak population in an area, but you'll have to protect it from the zombie masses for a spell while it charges up.
The beacon's going to take a short time to charge, Agent. Keep the freaks off of it until it detonates. The freaks are active.
Now, here's the tricky part. When it starts powering up, a mass of freaks will run right up to the beacon and just start wailing on it. Ignore them. Watch the edges of your screen for yellow dots.
Your HUD and tracker will be updated to show any freaks attacking the beacon. Take them out as a priority.
Chase after the freaks that they mark. Use a UV shotgun, and if you have them unlocked, UV grenades for maximum damage against these zombie scum. Be sure you go after the right freaks, or you'll be repeating these missions a lot.
The beacon! It can't take much more! What part of protect the beacon don't you understand? It's gonna take us a while to prepare a new beacon. I suggest you use that time to reflect on what you've done.
Finally, no matter what your commanding officer says,
catch it! Don't let it get away!
Ignore those renegade agility orbs until you've leveled up your agility skill at least two notches. They'll move slower, and you'll be able to jump further to get them.
Nicely done! And a well-earned skill bonus!
If you need more guidance, check the July 14th posting on BusyGamerNews.com. This should help you survive your tour in Pacific City. When you're done, go back to the original Crackdown, available these days for as cheap as $2 for a used copy, where you'll really have some fun cleaning the scum off the streets.
What we're playing.
So I've been playing a lot of Crackdown this week, and I'm enjoying it quite a bit. I've learned to just ignore the freaks and go after the Cell. And I'm sure at some point I'm going to have to deal with the freaks or the zombies, as we were calling them. But I'm really enjoying just wiping the scum off the streets.
Well, I saw a number of posts recommending Deathspank.
I am Deathspank!
A comedic role-playing game from the developers of Penny Arcade Adventures. But it just didn't grab me. After the tutorial, there's a steep jump in difficulty, and I got tired of being resurrected at the same outhouse.
If I am slain in combat, I will automatically resurrect at these scented outhouses. I can even travel between outhouses via means I don't care to explain.
The trial version times out after 20 minutes, but I didn't even reach the end of the countdown before dropping out. For $15, I'm going to pass for now.
Oh, yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah, just walk away. It's all good.
Otherwise, I'm still chipping away at Crackdown 2, and I've been keeping to my nightly ritual playing Treasure Quest on Facebook before going to bed. Big Fish Games recently resurrected a number of titles that I worked on during my spell as community manager for them, as well as some new ones. Podcast regulars may recall my audio review of Treasure Quest a few months ago, and my subsequent review of Mush, a new game that I really love. Each day, there are two Treasure Quest challenges that reward you with chests filled with gold and experience points if you meet certain in-game criteria. So I play these games, and I always take a crack at the Daily Detective. They just added a preview of Oz Video Poker, which was the last major game that I helped launch when I was there. It's a Wizard of Oz-themed draw poker game with power-ups and progression, and it's pretty addictive. try it at your own risk. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare games are Balloon Pop Festival and Tory Bash. For the second week in a row, there was nothing new on Virtual Console.
For DSiWare, you can download 24/7 Solitaire, Four Travelers Play French, Music on Retro Keyboard, Pop Island Paperfield, and Primrose.
The PlayStation Store added Land It Bandit, a Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep video, and the Blur multiplayer demo.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 have Disbank and Avenged Sevenfold for Guitar Hero. All Rock Band DLC stores have The Vines.
Xbox 360 Marketplace also delivered Deadliest Warrior, some more Forza 3 cars, and a game room update that offers new leaderboards and views of your consoles when you're playing the console games, and a batch of new titles including Gyrus and Fishing Derby.
As usual, a more complete listing of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve a full entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an @reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each week that you listen.
Also, we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win a Dead Space Blu-ray and a Resident Evil DVD.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at BusyGamerNews.com/WhackPodcast. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
Graham knows that Cosima's parents are not in the castle, and it would be rude to go into their room without their permission.